proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In our series regarding the fatherhood of God, we note that God loves His children, just as an earthly parent would cherish his own progeny. That devotion impels a parent to ensure the well-being of his child. Jesus Christ in his Sermon on the Mount employed a father-son analogy to illustrate the nature of divine benevolence. He asked, quote, "What man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent?" Unquote. The Lord added this observation, quote, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Unquote. God's love began in eternity past. It continues through eternity present, and it will abide through eternity future. As God told the Jewish people in Jeremiah chapter 31, quote, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee," unquote. That love began even before the Jewish people entered into the land of promise. In the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the Israelites that when Balak, the king of Moab, sought to have the prophet Balaam curse the Jewish nation, that God said, quote, "The Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee," unquote. Why did God do this? Moses provided the reason, quote, "Because the Lord thy God loveth thee," unquote. God manifested his love for the Jewish people by sustaining them through their calamities. When the Jewish nation, rhetorically speaking, asked God for proofs of his love toward them, he pointed them to the different destinies of the Edomites, whom God destroyed, and the Jews, whom God preserved. Indeed, the continued existence of the Jewish nation demonstrates God's faithfulness to his promises and to his covenants. Furthermore, according to the 5th chapter of Romans, quote, "God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," unquote. That divine love reached out even unto those who opposed themselves to Jesus Christ. That divine love demonstrated God's benevolent nature. As John stated in the 4th chapter of his first epistle, quote, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him," unquote. According to John chapter 16, the Savior informed his disciples that, quote, "The Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God," unquote. God extended his love unto all that come unto him through faith in Jesus Christ. Furthermore, as Paul wrote in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, nothing exists which, quote, "shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord," unquote. Not death, nor life, not angels, principalities, nor powers, not things present, nor things to come. Nothing can separate a Christian from becoming the objects of divine love. God loves his people as a father loves his own children. Therefore, God has committed himself to watching out for the well-being of his children. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.